This is Getting to Know Your Bible, a program dedicated to the proclaiming of the good news of Jesus Christ. Here's Billy Lambert.
It is a pleasure to be with you today on Getting to Know Your Bible, and we do appreciate those of you who are watching at this time. We may have some of you watching today for the very first time. We hope that you'll stay tuned. Others watch every time we come on the air. Thank you so very much for doing so. Now, today, we have a very important subject that affects the life of every person on planet Earth. Our theme is entitled, Defeating the Forces We Face. Defeating the Forces We Face. Stay tuned as we discuss that today. Now, on Getting to Know Your Bible, we continue to offer a free Bible correspondence course. I'd like to emphasize this course is free. We want you to have it, and we have thousands of people all over the world that are studying this Bible course, and we want you to be a part of it as well. In order that you might know about the course and know how to receive the course, let's pause for just a moment.
To help you in your study of the Bible, we want to send you this Bible correspondence course. This course is non-denominational. It's based on the Bible. It's conducted by mail, and it's free. To receive this course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, Post Office Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama 36580, or call toll-free 1-877-711-5214.
I'd like to read now from the sixth chapter of Ephesians, beginning with verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And that's the reading of God's word from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through verse 19. Life is a battleground, not a playground. And without the Lord, we will be overwhelmed and destroyed by our enemy. There are three enemies we face. There is the world. In 1 John 2, verse 15, John wrote, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever." There is the world. There is the flesh. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11, we are encouraged to stay away from those things that war against our souls. And there are certain fleshly things that war against our souls. We also have as an enemy Satan himself. Peter warned us about him in 1 Peter 5 and 8. Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But as Christians, we're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from the posture of victory. We are victorious in Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are some things that we need to understand if we're going to win over our enemy. And simply put, Satan is our enemy. He is involved in worldly things, in fleshly things, and all other things that would overwhelm us and destroy us. And we need to understand some things about him. We need to understand who our enemy actually is. In verses 10 and 11, he says, put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The leader in the battle against us is the devil. He is called the devil, which means the accuser, Revelation 12:10. He is called Satan in 1 Peter 5:8, which means our adversary. He is the tempter, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 3. In John 8:44, Satan is referred to as a murderer and a liar. He is the father of lies. He is called in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 14, an angel of light. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5, he is called the god of this world or of this age. We need to understand our enemy. His helpers are called principalities, powers, rulers, spiritual wickedness in high places. You see, Satan has spiritually wicked associates in his assault on Christians. And there's a spiritual battle that is going on today in this world. And we are a part of that battle. We're not fighting each other. We're fighting against spiritual powers. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. That's why I told him to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Our battle is not against one another. Our battle is against the devil and all of his associates. You see, Paul said we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're not fighting each other. But we're fighting against principalities, against powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Satan is a strong enemy. He is a strong enemy. But we have someone on our side who is so much stronger. And Paul said, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And we need the power of God to stand against him. But never underestimate the power of Satan. He is compared to a lion and to a dragon. He is deadly. And Job learned what Satan can do to your body, to your family, to your wealth, and even to your friends. He is deadly. And he's not only strong, but he is cunning and he is wise. Well, Paul warned us about the wiles of the devil in verse number 11. Now, that simply means the cunning, crafty acts or strategies of the devil. We need to understand our enemy. We need to know our enemy and how he operates. And we do have an enemy. But we need to also know that there is a way God has furnished for us to face our enemy. And he has given us the equipment that we need to go against our enemy. Inasmuch as we're fighting a battle in the spirit world, we need special equipment for both offense and defense. And we have armor to put on. But Paul did not just call it armor. In verse 11, he called it the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. And when we have on the whole armor, no place is unprotected. You see, we need to remember in the language of 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 47 that the battle is the Lord's. Now, first of all, we need to put on this armor, and we put on the girdle of truth. Put on the girdle of truth. And truth is so important. We defeat the lying devil with the truth. Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Once a lie gets into the life of a believer, everything else begins to fall apart. You remember that it was in the beginning of time with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden that Satan came into the garden in the form of a serpent with a lie. And he told them in reference to the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, "Thou shalt not surely die." But that was not the truth. The truth was that if you eat of it, you will die. That's what God had said. And if we're going to defeat the devil, we defeat him with the truth. We put on the girdle of truth. And John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them with thy word. Thy word is truth." And then we put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, this piece of armor was made of 14 metal plates or chains, and they were covered the body from the neck down to the waist. So the body in this part was protected. Both the front and the back were protected. And we need to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, where do we get that breastplate of righteousness? Well, listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. "He made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we should be made the righteousness of God in him." We are made righteous in Christ. And we can live a life of righteousness. "Blessed are those who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you," Matthew 6 in verse 33. If we're going to defeat the devil, we've got to put on the breastplate of righteousness. And as a nation of people, may we be reminded that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And if Satan ever destroys any nation of people, it will be because they did not have their armor on. But then we put on the shoes, this is verse 15, the shoes of the gospel of peace. He says, "Your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Now, Roman soldiers wore sandals with hobnails that would give them sure footing in battle. Now, if we stand, as Paul suggests here in verse 11, be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and as he also said that we are to withstand, verse 13, and having done all to stand, if we're going to stand, then we must have on our gospel shoes. Never has there been a greater need for gospel preaching than today.